All the tools at our disposal. No one should take that lightly or superficially. Doctor O, you are one of the world's foremost authorities on interpreting this man. How do you interpret what he just said?
I think it's unfortunate that he phrased his answer in that way, because he remains vague, and he's staying in the realm of a nuclear response to a non-nuclear threat. I don't believe that that is the scenario that has much likelihood to happen. The question of a Russian response to an attack on critical infrastructure coming from Ukraine, being guided by American, British, or German, or French manufacturers and experts of the equipment of the missiles that have been sent Russia's way, can be read variously. I think that some of my peers and people who have appeared on your show, I think of Scott Ritter's presence 2 days ago, in which the assumption was that this challenge that is approved by Biden and approved by Sunak and by Macron can lead us straight to a nuclear war between the United States and Russia. In a communication this morning that it was on sonar, Larry Johnson was saying the same thing. I'm not a subscriber to that. First of all, Mr. Putin is a very, very sober man. He is not a gambler. And even though I myself have written last week that Russia has a first strike capability in the sense that it could so damage America's nuclear potential that it would win on a first round, on reconsideration, I think that is highly improbable for a course of action by Russia led by Mr. Putin. What is much more likely, and I think his answer yesterday is a way hinting at the kind of response we can expect from Mr. Putin, although I don't agree that the first response will be to provide weapons to people in the Middle East. I think the first response would be to destroy Kiev. To decapitate the government in Kiev, and possibly after giving a sufficient warning of a day or two to get the civilians out, leveling the city. I think that that is likely, because there'll be no blowback. Nobody in Western Europe, not to mention the States, will shed a tear if Kiev disappears. If that doesn't solve the problem, and if there's still attacks coming from Ukrainian territory, supposedly by Ukrainian forces, the next step, and this is not, I'm not pulling this out of the air, it is a point that's been made on Russian talk shows, what they would like to see happen. They will demolish the Polish airport and logistical infrastructure that has been enabling the Ukrainians by serving as a go-between between U.S. deliveries and West European deliveries and further shipments into the Ukraine across the border. Again, looking at the situation, yes, you can say that would trigger Article 5. Well, to my knowledge, Article 5 does not require that the other countries respond. It just provides a framework for their responding. And I think it's hardly possible that anyone in Western Europe will give a damn if Poland is struck by Russian forces. And if that doesn't work, then the third in a sequence of responses would be to hit military bases and manufacturing facilities in Germany, England, and France. You'll note I'm excluding the possibility of a direct Russian attack on the continental United States with nuclear weapons. That is off script. Why? Because it's suicidal. Even if the Russians have this massive, very advanced strategic triad, there's still American weapons that come from nuclear-powered submarines with appropriate cruise missiles. They would get through, and there would be massive losses of life in Russia. He is not a gambler. Okay. So I think this is the scenario, or a scenario, that is more probable.
That is a very sober analysis. It's an endearing analysis, because it gives us some cause for hope.